Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, it's already Wednesday.
What a difference a day makes.
Yes. Hey, Jor. How are you,
Eric? Hey,
Rochester studio, our Mayo Clinic studio. Well, yeah. It is now. Yeah.
It is now. I know, right? We should ask them to license it. You know, The Mayo Clinic studio. I like that.
It's a pretty good brand. You're with good people and great technology, and I'm glad you're there, Jor. I mean, I know you don't want to be
such
there.
Good people.
But you're getting great.
But look, if you have to be anywhere in the world and be sick, the Mayo Clinic is the place to be because. Yeah. This is a good place to get well. Top-notch care, amazing practitioners that really, really care. And actually, Paul, if I may update, you know, yesterday, 24 hours ago, we started the show and I was almost apoplectic because I had just gotten a call from the Mayo Clinic Pharmacy that said I was going to have to pay $1,000 a month for my drugs, for one pill. And I need that pill to keep me alive, to get me to bone marrow transplant. Okay, so, and bone marrow transplant is scheduled at the end of May. And I was shocked because I have good insurance. I'm in a union. We have good health insurance.
Yeah.
I was completely blown away. And I said, well, this can't be right. And then, you know, the nurses came in and one of them said we could get a grant maybe from Genentech, who makes the drug. And it turns out I make about $5,000 more than you're supposed to make to qualify for the grant. So I was like, great, I'm screwed here because I don't qualify for the grant. Mm. So this morning, Mark and I spent a couple of hours calling our insurance company. You know, we called SAG-AFTRA, who's our union, and they told me you have to call CVS Caremark. Great, no problem. So that's who handles our RX. I don't know if you've had a lot of prescriptions filled, but that's who handles RX. I called CVS Caremark, and they said, oh, no, Jordana. We can get you, if you go through one of our specialty pharmacies, we can get you this drug for $300. I'm like, what?
Wait,
but
what?
They said, so listen to how screwed up our RX system is in this country. They said, the problem is the doctor only wrote it for 30 days and then a renewal for 30 days. She said, if he writes it for 90 days... then you only pay $100 a month and you get a 90-day supply for $300 total.
Wait, instead of $8,000, it goes down to $100?
That's right. That's right.
This is wacky math. This is the new math. This is wrong math.
Totally, completely insane. And I said, I go, this is a $10,000 a month drug. I go, really? I mean, Mark and I were doing a dance. $300 I can handle. But think about that, Paul. Then... there's another 30-day supply of drugs that I'm not going to need. that I'm literally going to take a pill that costs $300 a pill and throw it in the garbage.
Craigslist.
And that was That was killing me. I said, people go without this drug and they might die. And here I am going to throw it in the garbage. So that was a whole nother existential problem that I was having. So she said, yes, but you have to go to these pharmacies. So the doctor comes in. I said, doc, you got to call it into these pharmacies. They got to FedEx it, the whole shebang. We do all of this. And then about 20 minutes ago before this show started, I get a call from a company called Prudent Rx. And she said, hi, Jordana. I'm from Prudent Rx. We're contracted through your SAG-AFTRA health plan, and we handle specialty pharmacies. And I just got off the phone with the Mayo Clinic pharmacy. Your prescription is all set through Mayo Clinic, and it will not cost you a dollar.
Whoa!
And if they try, to charge you even $1 when you go pick it up, you need to call this number back because this is 100% covered. I was floored. I said, is this real? Like, I feel like this is a scam.
Yeah.
How is this possible now? Because I was, like, doing a jig for paying the $300. And she goes, nope, it's covered. And I said, well, like, how did you find me? Because I called our prescription company, and they told me this. And she goes, you know, I'm not sure about how all the back dealings go, but it's on my desk, and here it is. And I called the Mayo Clinic, and you are set. And I'm like, what?
It's like,
so I call my nurse back. Go ahead.
You've got your own guardian angel. But here's the thing, Jor. You have a radio show. You have a platform to talk about what you're going through. We have a good union that we both belong to. We have good insurance. What about the Minnesotans? What about Americans who don't have all these things? How on earth do they move forward? How do they survive? I mean, this is not right.
I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer.
It's not fair. And I was
talking about this with my nurse practitioner last night, and she said, Jordana, I have seen people choose to leave this hospital, and they couldn't afford the medications. They couldn't afford going forward. She goes, and Jordan, they die. We were crying together because that is the devastating reality of the cost of healthcare. Yet, because Mark and I pushed and we were advocates for ourselves and we made all these calls this morning, it set something in motion that wasn't in motion before. Like, had I just accepted, okay, fine, I'll pay the $2,000, then I would have been stuck paying the $2,000. But we did, whatever we set in motion worked. But yet, I tell you this, Paul, let's wait till I go to the pharmacy tomorrow to pick it up and see what actually happens.
I'm just wondering if this is some sort of bad game where they see what they can get and some percentage of Americans pay the amount, the full amount, $8,000 a month. They go into savings. They go into debt.
Maybe they do.
Other Americans say, wait a second, this isn't right. And they fight it. And it's a little like a lawsuit. You know, some people will pay the amount and just to settle it. And others don't. Others go to court. You went to court.
Right.
That's
I guess. I feel like I want to go to court for everybody else, though, because I feel lucky and like I won the lottery. That's how I feel.
Well,
like I just won the lottery.
Look, I'm
so
happy,
it's insane.
I'm happy for you and our listeners. I had people on Twitter offering to pay. So, offering to help you pay for your prescriptions.
That is so kind. So, oh, my God.
That is cool.
People. But this texter said, Jordana, I'm happy for you, but if it wasn't someone with persona and connections, would they be out of luck?
I think,
I don't know about persona or connections. I mean, I made a lot of calls.
You have a platform, you know? You've been talking about it on the radio. So, does that make a difference? I don't know.
I don't know. That makes me feel even worse. Like this privilege that I have been given, I want to share it with everybody. You know, I feel like I want to make phone calls now for our listeners to their healthcare companies.
And look, we've reached out to Senator Klobuchar, her office, to talk about prescription drug prices. It's deja vu all over again. We keep having these conversations. Things are out of whack. Things need to change. When is it going to change? When are things going to get better? Jor, I'm happy for you. I'm thrilled
for you
that this is one thing
you don't
have to worry. You have enough on your plate. You don't have to worry about paying $8,000 a month for a lousy pill.
It's insane.
Greg Poland from the Mayo Clinic, who specializes in vaccines. He's going to be joining us next to talk about a lot of stuff, including new recommendations from the FDA about booster shots for people over the age of 50. Should you get one? We'll talk with Dr. Poland next. Just dawned on me, by the way, Paul and Jordana and DJ and you, thank you for tuning in. Our entire 3 to 6 show is just one long, heartfelt endorsement for the Mayo Clinic. It's keeping my friend and coworker alive. Thank you, Mayo Clinic. There's a reason why you see 747s from Saudi sheiks at the airport in Rochester. They want the best care, medical care that money can buy. And look, we have great hospitals here in the Twin Cities. We are blessed,
thank God,
with health care. Mm-hmm. I don't take that for granted. It's one of many reasons why I think many of us live in Minnesota, access to quality health care. Dr. Greg Poland, one of the experts, world-renowned expert when it comes to vaccines and epidemiology. Dr. Poland, it turns out that Jordana is at the Mayo Clinic as we speak.
Hi, Jordana, and God bless you and be with you. Thinking about you a lot. So here's a way for you to impress your doctors today, because most people don't know it. Today is National Doctors Day.
Oh.
I will give them an extra hug.
Bring a treat for your doctor.
Actually, next time they round, I'll take a picture with all of them and post that for National Doctors Day. But we can celebrate you today, Doc.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, you know, I just play my role.
Hey, Dr. Poland, let me kick this off, and thank you for joining us today with everything, all the plates you have spinning in the air. The FDA authorized second booster shots for Moderna and for Pfizer for anybody over the age of 50. And it's kind of weird, this nebulous twilight zone. They're saying they're available if you want them, but you don't have to get them. But in case there's another wave of infection this summer or fall and you're concerned, you might want to consider it. I know President Biden got his second booster shot today. Where do you come down when people ask you, who fit the demographic, over the age of 50, maybe immunocompromised, is it a good idea? I mean, can you be too protected at this point?
It's a really good question, Paul, and I'll go through it pretty quickly, but I want to set it up right. So this is what is called a permissive recommendation. It's not a ought or should, it's a permissive. Now, if you're immunocompromised, and if you're elderly, you know, and pick your number, for sure over 70, 75, something like that, different story. Absolutely get that booster. For the rest of us that are healthy, here's the data. It's based on an Israeli study of a little over 500,000 people. And when they got that second booster, the death rate decreased by 78%.
Wow.
What does that mean, though? It means it went from 0.1% to 0.03%. Now, you know I believe in absolute transparency. So it will be played as 78%. That's real. But the absolute numbers went from 0.1% of people who only got one booster who died to 0.03 who got two boosters. The people who are in trouble are the people who haven't gotten a booster or who haven't gotten vaccinated.
Right.
Now, why make this permissive? It's because what the FDA wants to do is have this in place. So if the BA2 or, God forbid, the XE, XD, or XF variants take off, other variants we're watching, if those take off, they want to be prepared. Remember that in the last week or two, BA2 in the state of Minnesota has tripled. So it's about 30% of the new cases. When you get to the whole U.S., it's now about 55%. We were a month or so ago down at 1, 3, 4%. In the northeast corridor of the U.S., it's over 70% of the new cases are BA2. And the reason for it is BA2 is about 50% more infectious and transmissible than Omicron was. And we look at nasal viral loads. Those viral loads with BA2 are 2 to 10 times higher than Omicron was.
Good grief.
No more increase in severity of disease, but much more contagious, which is why this is spreading so quickly. And it happened just as people took their masks off and pretended the pandemic was over.
Doc, well, you mentioned no more increase in severity. Yes, it's transmissible. So if there's no more increase in severity, and many people did okay with Omicron, is there a need for elevated concern? Or I know we're not pretending this is over because it's not, but is this just something we accept that the rest of the folks are going to get it and we can move on? Or do you think there is going to be a ramp up again of precautions to be taking, maybe some masks? How much danger does BA2 offer us?
Great question, Jordana. And it's speculation at this point. What we can say is, and we have generally followed the UK and Israel and Europe, in the UK, they have had about a 20% increase in hospitalizations and deaths. We are not seeing that so far. In fact, last week we had one of our first days in Minnesota where nobody died of COVID. Now that hasn't been sustained, So we're making progress. You know, it's one of those things. If we could convince everybody, look, be sure you got your 2 doses and your booster at a minimum and wear your masks indoors, we would quickly get a handle on this thing. But you know, that's not what's happening, unfortunately. So, you know, for the people who are otherwise healthy, have gotten 3 doses of vaccine, don't have significant underlying medical problems, this is a but for people who are unvaccinated or haven't gotten at least, you know, that one booster, this is potentially significant for them.
So between the people who've caught the virus naturally and the people who've been vaccinated and boosted, are we...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
The, you know, 70-80% of the population, are we at the endemic phase of this pandemic, Doctor?
And that's what we're waiting to see. What really will we see with BA2? That will help us to know, are we at a high enough level of population immunity to prevent a major surge versus regional surges in those cities and areas and communities that have rejected vaccines? They will see a surge. There's no question about it. But for the rest of us that have, you know, done what was asked of us, I'm hoping that what it'll mean is a longer descent than otherwise would have occurred into endemicity, but not a surge in hospitalizations and deaths.
Okay.
Doc, I want to sneak in two quick questions from our texters. One says, I had the J&J vax and J&J booster. Am I able to get a third J&J shot?
The best thing you can do, these are new data out. If you've gotten two doses of J&J, get an mRNA vaccine if it's possible for you. Two doses of J&J is about 67% effective against hospitalization due to Omicron. If you get an mRNA, you elevate that up to about 90%.
Let me sneak in one more question from a texter that says, if you had two doses and a booster plus had Omicron, can you still get the new variant?
You could still get the new variant, but if you otherwise have a normal immune system, you're as protected as you can be right now. The problem for all of us, whether it's illness-induced immunity or vaccine immunity, is it wanes with time. In this case, yeah, the best immunity is even waning over the course of 90 days or so.
Wow. Hey, Doc, one last question for me. I'm fully vaccinated and boosted with Pfizer, and I'm thinking of going out and mixing it up and getting the Moderna as my second booster. Is it a good idea generally to kind of mix it up a little bit? Do you get a little more immunity, a little more protection if you mix Pfizer and Moderna?
Really insightful question. And the easy answer, because we have data here, are that mixing it up, so-called heterologous boosting, actually gives you better immunity.
Oh.
So if you got two doses of Moderna, get a Pfizer. If you got two doses of Pfizer, get a Moderna.
Okay.
And if you got J&J, get either one of the mRNAs.
You're amazing. Okay. Dr. Greg Poland, thank you so much for joining us. We so appreciate you, and we'll be in touch in a couple of weeks.
My pleasure. I'm traveling back up to Minnesota, so I'll come by to see you, Jordana.
It's almost safe.
Oh, good. I'll be back soon. I can't wait. You'll visit. Thank you so much, Doc. Safe travels.
Thanks, Doc.
Bye-bye.
And happy National Doctors Day. National Doctors Day. That's super fun. When we get back, Joe Lindsley is going to be joining us from Lviv, Ukraine. Stay tuned.
Paul Douglas back with you. Jordana is at the Mayo Clinic. We're joined by Joe Lindsley, live from Ukraine on StreamYard. You can stream this online right now. And Joe, thank you and welcome back.
Thank you, Paul, and my best wishes to Jordana. Hello from Lviv. We've had as we were just discussing, the past few days have been many air raid alerts, but it's been otherwise calm here. Kyiv right now, there are the sounds of explosions at this very moment. And earlier today, you know, our newsroom at the Ukrainian Freedom News has become a nexus of people sharing information, information about what's happening, also about supplies and who needs what. And tonight I had a friend I know from Kharkiv, which has experienced shelling constantly since day one of this war. And he and his son had driven here to get supplies, about 700 miles. They get the supplies in Lviv and they drive them back to Kharkiv. And I got to get a real perspective on what life is like in that city, which I visited a month ago. And it was this city of cafes and music and IT companies. And it's in ruins, absolutely in ruins. And he said the whole center is destroyed. But people still, even as they hear shelling in other districts of other parts of the city, people still, during the alarms, will walk their dogs. They'll be outside. No one is rushing and panicking. And it really is an incredible spirit of bravery. But that city has been absolutely devastated.
Well, Joe, your reporting, your team, it's amazing. And I'm so impressed with the people of Ukraine, the resilience. You're making your stand with an invading force. And by all accounts, you're giving the Russians a run for their money. I mean, their military 8 times larger than Ukraine's. And yet, it's amazing to me what's happening. Now, I know there are peace talks going on. President Zelensky, President Putin, there's even been some rumors that Russia might disengage and move out of Kyiv. There are no signs of that right now. And my sense is they aren't so much retreating as they are being pushed out of certain areas, especially in the western Ukraine. What is the sense right now? Is the tide turning? Is there a sense of confidence among the people of Ukraine?
I think the first sense is that no one trusts anything the Russians say. I mean, going back to, you know, the violation of the Budapest Memorandum and the months leading up to the war when they claimed they were not doing anything. So even tactically, there's no trust that, I mean, Kyiv has been partially surrounded, but there's been no Russians in the city since sort of a few stray episodes 2 weeks ago. And lately in the headlines, we hear that Russia is focusing on the east. No one here is going to believe any of that for 1 second. They don't want to be complacent. So I think there's not much confidence in these negotiations either. The Ukrainians know they just have to keep fighting. I had a meeting this morning with the country's top rock star, sort of the Bruce Springsteen of Ukraine, Slava Vakarchuk of the band Oki and Elzy. He has a PhD in physics, but he also served in parliament twice and almost ran for president against Zelensky. And he explained, you know, he said, your first point about the strength of the Ukrainian military, he said, don't forget that, you know, in Soviet times, most of the sergeants and like a lot of the officers, not at the highest level, but sort of in the battalion level, were Ukrainians. And this is the first time, you know, Russia's engaged in a war against the guys that they really used to rely on. And so I think that they're seeing without Ukraine, it's a struggle for the Russians. But there's no complacency here. And I think people do feel it's going to be a long effort. This one from this rock star, Slava, he said to me, I asked him, he's sort of the poet philosopher of the nation. What is the idea of being Ukrainian? And he said, Ukrainians cannot bear not being free. And this echoes everything. I mean, I talked to the philosopher about this on Monday. One thing we're trying to do is share. The world is paying attention to Ukraine, but what is Ukraine? And Ukrainians want to be left alone. And this has been their ethos for maybe 1,000 years. But now that they're being tested, they have to unify. And that's what we've seen from east to west. Ukrainians are unifying in the battle, you know, militarily, but also in the humanitarian level. So it's an incredibly, you know, I guess people are men and women are willing to die for this value of freedom. They love it that much. And there's this, again, the rock star said today, he's like, the war that Ukraine is in now is what so much of the West went through, you know, in the 19th century, or United States in 76, you know, to the 1780s. He said it is that type of battle. And Ukraine, right? And I've heard many people, including my friends from Kharkiv tonight, said they believe that Ukraine right now is the freest country in the world, and is the leader of the free world. And this is a real pervasive belief here in this moment.
Last question, Joe. The exodus out of Ukraine, 4 million people. There are estimates that almost half of that 4 million number, a staggering number, is children. Are based on what you've been able to witness with your own eyes, are people getting enough food? How are things in Lviv? I know it varies city by city. It can vary over a few blocks. But do you feel safe most of the time? Talk a little bit about your day-to-day routine, and also remind listeners where they can get your reporting online.
Yeah, well, you can find us. Our landing page is lvivlab.com, and you can find us across all of our channels. Our main place is our Telegram channel, Ukrainian Freedom News, where we have frequent updates. And through Lviv Lab, we welcome any support people can offer. Lviv is the logistics center now for the whole country. It's about 70 miles from Poland. Supplies are coming in here. You know, music has come back into the streets, strangely, only a few hours after the first strike near Lviv. And you still see families here, a lot of refugees from around the country. In fact, in our shelter, in our newsroom, there's other people that come in there during the air raid alarms. And there's a regular family, and there's a kid who's always whistling the sound of the air raid alert. And it's so much embedded now into the life, even for the children here. Wow. In places like Kharkiv, it's very difficult. You have to wait in line for hours to get just bread and some bad meat. Here in Lviv, that's not a problem. It is tough to get sort of things like sleeping bags and flashlights, but everything else is okay. Let's not forget the city of Mariupol, which is still under siege. Every store, I've met a few refugees from there. Absolute nightmare. You can read about how the Associated Press was targeted there even. That's been very brutal. But here, even though we've had a few strikes in the city near the center, the air defense largely seems to have worked. And the city still, you know, the foreign journalists are still here. If you walk the streets, it's very weird because you see people everywhere, and it's not a sense of joy, but it doesn't always feel like a war in the streets of Lviv.
Hopefully the trial will be over soon for you and for your countrymen and women. Joe Lviv, listen, Joe, thank you for spending some time. We're glad you're safe. We sure appreciate the update. Let's keep it going. Be safe out there. And thank you for the amazing coverage and for humanizing this war in the middle of Europe that's going on right now. Joe Lindsley, Lviv Labs, thank you, sir.
Paul, thank you.
And we'll be right back right after this on CCO.
We are almost 5 weeks into Russia's 3-day conquest of Ukraine. And while Putin's monstrous war against the Ukrainian people continues to grind on, there have been some interesting developments in the peace talks taking place down in Istanbul. Here's one thing. To signal their willingness to compromise, the Russians have just announced that they will sharply reduce military activity near Kyiv, an area where, and I'm sure this is just a coincidence, they're getting their ass handed to them by the Ukrainians. In a related story, nothing to do with it. In a related story from March Madness, after losing to North Carolina, St. Peter's has announced they will sharply reduce basketball activity near the Final Four.
Well said.
Wow, what a segue that is. You know, Ukraine to basketball, but, you know, we have to laugh even at the harshest things that helped keep us going. That's what I'm trying to do here in the hospital. And that's when I read about this federal anti-lynching bill, I thought to myself, I can't believe it has taken this long to do. And this is sort of the better late than never category, Paul, but as of today, lynching is now a federal hate crime. And I know you're probably smacking your head going, well, of course it is, and wasn't it always a federal hate crime? But it has taken this long. The president just signed this bill into law yesterday. And as you know, lynching was a way to terrorize Black Americans from the late 1800s through the 1960s. And I'm not even going to say through the 1960s, as early as a few years ago, because I do truly believe that what happened to Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia was a modern day lynching.
Yeah.
Three white men saw him, you know, jogging in a neighborhood, walking around a construction site. They hunted him down and they murdered him while saying racial slurs as they videotaped the whole thing. So when we talk about lynching, that was still happening in modern times. So now it is officially a federal hate crime. It's just, I can't believe, like I said, that it has taken this long. And it is called, by the way, the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act. And for those who aren't familiar with Emmett Till, and I hope we're all learning this in private school and public school as we grow up, but Emmett Till was tortured and murdered when he was 14 years old in Mississippi. Okay, it was a racist attack. He was accused of flirting with a white woman. And then eventually it came out that that never even happened. Yeah. No one was ever tried for his crime. No one was ever held accountable. The woman in question has later said in more recent years that it never even happened. So the murder, the torture and the murder of Emmett Till was unjust, never should have happened. And no one was ever held accountable for that horrific, horrific crime. So as of today, we officially have an anti-lynching bill. It is now a federal hate crime to, of course, lynch, which is, it's crazy even for me to say that out loud, as it should have been so many years ago. So I just wanted to share there some positivity that that still exists. And again, we had to pass it because modern day lynching still happened.
And I think it passed unanimously. I think.
I hope so.
I believe it did, yeah.
But I hope so.
And you may have mentioned the 6,500 lynchings between 1865 mm-hmm. and 1950. 6,500. Mm-hmm. And then in almost all
that
the cases, perpetrators went free.
Mm-hmm.
How in the name of God was there no accountability? But now, you know, there will be. But yeah, why did it take so long?
Thank God. Thank God. When we get back, the Uber wealth tax. We'll talk about that after the news on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. and for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.